This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both houses of parliament were adjourned today for the day following ruckus by the opposition, accusing Home Minister Amit Shah of insulting Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In the Lok Sabha, when the House reassembled after the adjournment at 2 p.m., the presiding officer disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition members over various issues. Opposition party MPs were raising slogans against the remarks of Mr. Shah, demanding his apology. Amid the din, the presiding officer adjourned the House for the day. Similar issues also rocked the Rajya Sabha proceedings. When the House assembled after the adjournment at 2 p.m., opposition MPs started sloganeering against the remarks of the Union Home Minister on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Amid the pandemonium, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar adjourned the House for the day. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today hit out at the Congress, accusing the party of presenting facts regarding his speech in the Rajya Sabha yesterday in a distorted way. Briefing media at the party headquarters in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Shah condemned this, alleging the Congress of being anti-B.R. Ambedkar and against reservation and the Constitution. The government today accused the opposition of distorting the remarks of Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Talking to media in Parliament House, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said a small clip of Mr. Shah's speech in the Rajya Sabha is being circulated, distorting what he said. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also hit back at the Congress over its allegation against the Union Home Minister regarding remarks on Dr. Ambedkar, saying Amit Shah has exposed the Congress's dark history of insulting the architect of the Indian Constitution. He alleged that the Congress is clearly stung and stunned by the facts Mr. Shah presented, which is why it is now indulging in theatrics. Earlier in the day, opposition parties staged a protest in the Parliament House complex against Mr. Shah's remarks on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Talking to media, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge hit out at the Home Minister over his comments. He alleged that through his remarks, Mr. Shah has insulted the architect of the Constitution. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held a telephonic conversation with his Israeli counterpart Gideon Sa'ar. In a social media post, the minister said that Mr. Sa'ar briefed him about the ongoing developments in the region. He added that Israel's foreign minister also discussed bilateral relations between both the nations and efforts to strengthen them. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval held talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Beijing today to discuss key bilateral issues. These included the management of peace and tranquility along the line of actual control and the restoration of bilateral ties, which have been frozen for over 4 years due to the military standoff in eastern Ladakh. Mr. Doval, leading the Indian delegation, arrived in Beijing yesterday to participate in the 23rd round of the special representatives' talks, which resumed after a 5-year hiatus. In Punjab, farmers today blocked train routes at 52 places under Firozpur Railway Division as part of their 3-hour rail roko protest. They squatted on railway lines, causing much inconvenience to passengers. However, the protest passed off peacefully. Railway sources told Akashvani that due to the dharna, 12 trains were cancelled, 2 shots terminated and 34 delayed. Train services resumed after the dharna was lifted. Farmers are protesting in support of their demands, including a legal guarantee for minimum support price of crops. 2 Indian Army soldiers were killed and 1 injured in Bikaner's Mahajan Field Firing Range of Rajasthan today during a training exercise. The defence spokesperson said the soldiers were loading the ammunition in a tank when the charger exploded. In chess, India's Pranav Venkatesh made history by clinching both the FIDE World Under 18 Youth Rapid and Blitz titles in Slovenia yesterday. The top-seeded Indian grandmaster from Chennai triumphed in the Rapid category, scoring an impressive 9.5 points to secure the gold medal. Russia's Alexander Kripachenko claimed silver with 9 points, while Ukraine's Roman Piri earned the bronze with 7.5 points. In cricket, the third test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at the Gabba in Brisbane ended in a dramatic draw as rain played spoil sport. And with that, we end this news bulletin.